We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
A dueling producers situation between Chris Cody and Billy Gill. Chris Cody says that he has sent me sound of a golfer farting. We will see if we could get that cleared. But first, Billy sent in some sound of Stephen A. Smith reacting to Cam Newton. While sending that sound, though, he wondered aloud, correctly, if Stephen A. feels the need to comment on every single thing that's going on in sports whenever it is it happens, and whether he could be like awakened from a nap and immediately start stretching his neck to get ready to talk about Cam Newton. So, Billy, how do you feel about this sound we're about to go to? Also, by the way, Mike and I are beginning to believe that Stugatz is lying about there being a COVID situation anywhere around him and that he just doesn't want to drive in. We'll get to him in a second, but his microphone's not working clearly just yet. So, Billy, what do people need to know about this Stephen A. Smith sound?
And Stephen A., not that he thinks that he should have, you know, a response and everything. He should. Stephen A. is the voice of sports, not just of the fans, not of the media. Stephen A. is the voice of sports. So if something in sports happens, Stephen A. has to tell us what happened. I was just wondering, because I don't know Stephen A. well. In fact, I don't know Stephen A. at all. My interactions with Stephen A. is one time creepily taking a picture of him from across a hallway through a glass pane window that was like 6 feet above the ground, and hoping to get a little shot of him. And then there was my reflection, so it made the picture even creepier.
What'd you do with that picture, incidentally? Where did that picture end up? Did you frame it and put it in your house? Or is it just, do you look at it longingly every once in a while when going through your photos? Where is that photo?
It's in the private collection. It's in the private collection in the study that I have. And then my other interaction with Stephen A. was at the event that we had last year in New York, where Stephen A. kind of came in, and then he was like 3 or 4 feet away from me, and then he just vanished out of thin air, and nobody knew where he was at the end. Couldn't say hello, couldn't take a picture. He was just gone, and next thing I know, he was talking about boxing on ESPN, and he was at some boxing match somewhere. So that's Stephen A., you know, sports happen. I just wonder, what's Stephen A. like when Stephen A. is not on? Because when he's on, he's great. But I feel like maybe Stephen A. sometimes is just, you know, Stephen A., and he's like, and I wonder if he just has like an inside voice, and he's just kind of like, very like, oh, no, I don't really care about that. I don't have an opinion on that. You know what I mean?
That's Stephen B. Smith.
Ooh.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. If you vanish, does the air have to be thin? At Le Batard Show, because I've never heard someone vanish out of anything other than air that is thin. So we'll get to this Stephen A. Smith sound right now. We will not make you wait any longer. By the way, it felt like sports for a second there when the Patriots signed Cam Newton, and it's just wonderful camouflage. They're cheating again, by the way. They've been caught and punished again for cheating, and nobody cares.
Camouflage.
Yes, camouflage. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate
it. Well done.
Yes, here is Cam Newton's signing in New England. This is what it triggered from Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, Cam. I see you. Willing to go to New England? Succeed to be the successor to Tom Brady? Oh, my goodness. I like it. Can New England win the Super Bowl again? Can they do it again? I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. I don't know, Deshaun Watson. I don't know, Lamar Jackson. I don't know.
but I love it. Cam! I hear you, bro.
He sounded a little groggy there. That was not that was not primetime Stephen A.
He was
Smith.
Very clearly watching Backstory hosted by Don Van Natto on ESPN.
That was Stephen A. minus Smith.
But the maniacal laugh was there, and sometimes that's all you need from Stephen A. Smith, you know?
Is there anyone that you guys hear? Because I keep hearing people say low risk, high reward, and to me this seems like zero risk. Like, I don't see how you can criticize the Patriots for doing this. I don't see how anyone can line up to say anything about this other than, oh, bleep, do they now have the best quarterback in the division? Oh, bleep. Does this immediately mean they're right away back where we were dismissing them for a while there? They sat out everything. They sit out free agency. They don't do any of that. And they get someone at that position now, a former MVP. They replace a former MVP with a former MVP, and they get 11 years younger at the position, and they're paying next to nothing, which is the formula, Stu Gatz. If you can get value at quarterback while paying your quarterback nothing, I don't think there's a more valuable thing in that sport than being able to have your quarterback locked in at value. And I simply don't see how you criticize, I don't see how anyone could possibly criticize this move.
It'd be pretty hard to criticize considering they lost Brady. Jared Stidham was the quarterback. Brian Hoyer was the other quarterback. They just sat around. They did absolutely nothing. Just sat there, remained patient, and they got a guy who was an MVP in 2015. And to answer your question, of course they have the best quarterback in the AFC East, and of course they are now the favorites to win the AFC East, and how could you mock it? Dan, if it doesn't work out, they lose them. You know what they get if they lose them? The third-round pick they just lost for taping the Bengals practice. I mean, of course, it's a great move for the Patriots. It's what they do.
Oh, both of you, nothing to lose, no risk. Guys, you just might have lost Jared Stidham, okay? Be prepared when you walk into that quarterback room, because you have to worry about your starter's feelings, okay? You might have lost him forever. Good luck with that.
It is just as, it's like drafting Jordan Love. You might have lost Aaron Rodgers. You may have lost Jared Stidham because you have now signed Cam Newton.
This is so annoying. I'm so tired of the Patriots. The Bears traded a pick for Nick Foles. And the Panthers get Cam Newton for free. Like, it's just so annoying that this always works out this way for the Patriots.
It's not just that the Bears traded a pick for Nick Foles. They also are paying Nick Foles 3 years, $24 million, $17 million of that is guaranteed.
No one seems to mind, by the way, that Cam Newton 0-8 in his last 8 starts, and he's been dreadful. Who cares?
Well, Tom Brady was pretty bad in his last 8 starts.
He wasn't 0-8, Dan.
He was not 0-8, I will grant you that. But he was pretty dreadful as well for the Patriots. I need to know where the sound is of the golfer farting. How much information can you give me on this, Chris Cody? What do you have for me in terms of being able to create the mood before we play this, for the audience?
It's Ian Poulter, and there's no doubt about that because he has come out this morning and say, yes, that was me. And it is just a blatant fart. The person he's playing with takes a swing. It's classic golf sounds. And right after he swings, you hear a wet sounding fart. And
Ian Poulter, and
he is owning it. He is just like, yep, that was me.
All right. We will get to that sound in a second as soon as it has cleared. I do marvel, Stu Gatz. I marvel at this. The Patriots are going to skate in terms of how they're remembered as cheaters more than any of the famous cheaters in sports history. Like, it's just not going to stick to them. It will not, Stu Gatz. It will not. Like, you can have your complaints and you can, but they will be remembered not as cheaters. They will be remembered as excellent. And none of the other cheaters can say that across sports, Stu Gatz. Like, hell, I mean, Floyd Landis gets buried. We bury cheaters. We bury them all the time. And nobody in football has this resume of cheating. And now the Patriots have been fined $1.1 million for the Bengals sideline incident and lost a third-round pick. And now they're not allowed to use cameras on any sidelines in 2020.
A-Rod seems to be doing just fine.
Oh, but he hasn't skated. People remember Stugatz. He's doing just fine. I'm not saying.
You're right.
I'm talking about his excellence has been damaged by the cheating. You're right that A-Rod is doing fine, but there is no questioning that his status as a baseball player has absolutely been impacted by the cheating. The Patriots are the only team in my lifetime that I can remember, the only entity in my lifetime, because the integrity of sports seems to matter so much to you guys, where they seem to skate. And I think that has everything to do with us not totally understanding how hard it is to analyze the sophistication of football, that none of these cheating things are quite as obvious as steroids make you hit a baseball further. All of these cheating things can be in these nebulous gray areas so that even as they're punished, even as they're convicted by the NFL, merely by fighting the NFL on some of this stuff, the way that Tom Brady has, by fighting back against an institution that lacks some credibility when it comes to punishing, they have managed to secure the fact that they are going to be seen for eternity as not excellent cheaters, just excellent.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Watch new shower session videos now at youtube.com/progressive. Tune into the ESPN Daily podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Marathon. These days we have to travel smart. Marathon can help. By improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline, Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
The sound of Ian Poulter farting has not been cleared. We hope to bring it to you before 1 o'clock Eastern. It is a reason to stay with the show until 1 o'clock Eastern to find out what it sounds like when Ian Poulter farts on television. Stugatz, would you agree with this? Cam Newton just went to the one team in the league where you now fear him.
Yes, I would. I would agree with that. The one team that needed a quarterback. Yes, 100%.
I think it would be interesting too, perhaps, if San Francisco saw something. I'm willing to extend San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan something similar in the way of maybe he sees things that others don't. It just is remarkable, Stugatz, because when I was watching this offseason play out, I'm like, why hasn't New England signed Cam Newton? Doesn't that make a lot of sense? But I assumed it's because he's not accurate enough. I assumed it's because it's a precision offense and his, you know, accuracy rate, even when he's healthy, is not something that's exceptional. But when this happens, I feel like what just swept over, not just the feeling of sports, swept over people when this happened. The ability to talk about a transaction, something that felt normal, like we haven't had in like 4 months. I also thought to myself, that's the one team where it sort of feels like it changes everything. New England looked for months, Stugatz, as betting. They have so much benefit of the doubt that they have accrued in terms of their wisdom that right. Buffalo had a monster offseason. The Dolphins had a monster offseason. We have not seen Jared Stidham play any meaningful time, and yet still the Patriots were considered something close to a betting favorite for most of the last 4 months without Cam Newton. And now he's there, and we're assuming, even though they don't have anyone to throw to still, Stugatz, as far as I can tell, even though they've swung and missed on plenty of guys, Ocho Cinco, Haynesworth, I mean, Antonio Brown wasn't a swing and a miss, but it failed. Like, they've swung and missed plenty, but we just continue to give them the benefit of the doubt, even as they stayed with Tom Brady longer than they probably wanted to, even as Tom Brady's career ends in New England with a pick six and losing at home to Tennessee.
Dan, I think what it is with the Patriots and specifically this signing is you have no idea if it's going to turn out to be great. You think it might. There's certainly low risk, but it's the rest of the division. That's the problem, and that's why people are so worried about this. Cam Newton has to play, let's just say, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Sam Darnold, and Josh Allen, 6 of the 16 games he'll start this year for the Patriots, if indeed he is the starter. That's a great advantage. It's a bad division with bad quarterbacks, and now the Patriots, yet again, just by waiting around, have the best quarterback in that division. It doesn't make them the best team in the AFC. It just makes them contenders again in the AFC. That's what it does.
You've said, you just said that we have no idea, and I disagree with you. I believe the assumption is that we do have an idea. I believe the assumption is that they do know something. In so far as these things are all subjective, the team that he just went to, I believe the assumption is, even though Josh Gordon kind of failed there too, I don't know how many consecutive failures they have to have with guys like this for the doubt to disappear. But for those of you objecting to what I said in the last segment, when you're saying the cheating will stick to the Patriots, here's why it won't. And here's what you can't argue with me about, even if you think that you yourself will always remember that they're cheaters. Who's the best coach ever?
Belichick.
Who's the best quarterback ever?
Brady.
That's not going to change. The cheating doesn't impact that. The cheating ought to alter that. The cheating ought to, Stugatz, in any other time in sports, the cheating would alter that. Like, it's not something that's a footnote. It's not something that's an asterisk. It's something that has plagued their entire time, and it does not stick to them because that's the deodorant that winning is. Like, it's that much of a deodorant that things like that don't change, even though, like, how are they not the cheatingest cheaters in the history of cheating?
No.
Ric Flair.
Flair. Good
dirtiest,
one.
He's dirtiest right. player in the game. Right. Yeah. And no one's taking away any of his titles.
Right. So they're second.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
Put this on the poll, Guillermo. Does learning that John Elway turned 60 this weekend make everyone reading this feel old? John Elway.
I mean, it was crushing to my soul, man.
60 years old.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Cam Newton has reached an agreement on a one-year incentive-laden deal with the Patriots. The deal comes on the heels of the NFL levying punishments on New England's involvement in taping the sideline activities of the Bengals when they played the Browns in December. The league fined them $1.1 million, took away a third-round pick in the 2021 draft. The Patriots television production crews will not be allowed to shoot any games during the 2020 season, and senior club officials will undergo required training on league operation and game policies. And finally, Shaquille O'Neal and Papa John's are unveiling the new Shaq-a-roni. It's the pizza chain's largest pizza to date, a 16-inch extra-large pizza that's topped with extra cheese and has 66 pepperonis. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. Or you can visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the night.
Stugatz, Bradley Bozeman is a center for the Baltimore Ravens, and in his second NFL season, he lived in an RV. And the question I have for you is twofold. He is selling the RV now, and if you want to buy it, he says he will deliver it personally if you want to meet the center for the Baltimore Ravens. But the question that I have for you is, do you think of an NFL center living comfortably inside of an RV? And I'm well aware that RVs are now very spacious and stuff, but I can't even imagine an NFL center taking a shower in an RV. Like, do you imagine that it would be comfortable living? Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Can an NFL center live comfortably in an RV?
I would find it nearly impossible to believe, but I will also say I don't know enough about RVs. I feel like I think we're thinking the traditional standard RV, and I'm guessing the center of the Ravens had something far greater than that. Like, I think there have been serious upgrades to the RV that you and I are not aware of, my
fair
friend.
Enough. When has it
double
ever stopped?
Deckers, I mean, anything.
When has it ever stopped you before not knowing about a subject and therefore trying to sit it out? You are you're becoming responsible late in your 40s, even as Mike Ryan and I believe you are now officially lying about anyone in your circle having coronavirus. You simply don't want to come into work. You don't want to drive. You haven't shaved. I could see you look beat up. You're wearing that same damn Michigan shirt that your wife must be so sick of because you wear it 4 days a week.
Here's how I started getting very suspicious of Stugatz.
Because
I understand there's two layers of testing, right? A rapid test, and then because that has some false negatives, you wait two business days or so, 2 to 5, depending on where you're getting it, for like the full all clear. We're still awaiting the results of the second phase. Stugatz's first phase came back all clear. I know someone who on Friday got the rapid result, same day. And I just found out, got the all clear this morning. So, I don't know. Stugatz, you may need to go to a different place. I don't know if they're extra busy. But I'm starting to grow very suspicious that this is all about not doing this commute.
So, it's been interesting going through. First off, there is someone in my circle who tested positive for COVID. Someone on my lacrosse team. Now, it has been interesting going through this process. What I did, Mike, is I didn't do the phase one, phase two test yet. I just did the test. I went out to Mullins Park out in Broward County in Coral Springs right after the show Thursday when I got the news. And I went out there and I took the test. Now, it took me 15 to 20 minutes, which is pretty concerning considering the spike of cases here in South Florida. There was nobody there. They told me right then and there, this gets mailed to Jersey 2 to 5 business days. You'll have an answer. Okay. My kids got the test you're talking about. they got a negative in like 45 minutes, and then a few days later, they got the confirmation. Now, I will tell you this. If you get a negative on that first test, there is a 20% false negative. And ESPN Policy and Conduct, because I have been on the phone with them since Thursday, that test is not good enough or reliable enough for me to come back into that studio. So even if I had it with a negative, I still couldn't come back in there. I care about you guys. I'm doing this for you and Dan. This is not about me. The drive's never been shorter. The commute's never been easier.
Yeah.
I mean, and given I do like being home, though.
Given your explanation, who could possibly question? But it's Stugatz.
That's right.
And you just said there were quicker options available for whichever reason. You did not choose these quicker options.
I always love when he becomes a .org, like when he becomes Brother Teresa,
guys,
face of altruism.
Guys, I took the slower results test for you, not me. I gave it to my kids.
That's right.
Not for me.
Well, no, I took the slower result test, perhaps for me, but also, you know, for my kids, because at the time I could only get two of the quicker tests, and I wanted them to have it.
Not for us. Get that out of your mouth.
Wait
a
second.
You didn't do anything for us.
There were only two tests available.
In case you haven't noticed, there's a surge here, especially in Broward County and Dade County as well. There is a surge, and don't think I'm keeping track of all the dry coughs I see down there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I'm not keeping track because I am. My Dan had one earlier.
This is starting to feel. This is starting to feel a little like a little
dishonest.
Yeah, because there were just two tests, and you just shoved your kids to the front of the line saying, you guys take the two quick ones. I'll take the slower one.
I got them in there as quickly as possible. They're more important than I am. I have 2 to 5 days here. So Thursday I got the test. So Friday, perhaps today, maybe tomorrow, probably Wednesday, I'm hoping Friday.
Here is a quote from Adam Silver. I want to read this quote to you as Buster Olney. I have not heard anyone as pessimistic about baseball returning as Buster Olney. Listen to these stats that he gives on what he believes. Now, he's not in the area where he's willing to bet the ranch. We've had a couple of times where Buster Olney has bet a ranch and he has lost. But listen to what he is saying. The chances are for baseball completing its season and even starting its season.
How confident are you that this season gets finished?
0%. Absolutely 0% based on what I'm hearing.
How confident are you that this season gets started with actual games?
I would put that at 5%. I think that they're going to at least try in the next couple weeks, but I, especially in the face of these spiking numbers, it wouldn't surprise me if it derails quickly.
So, Stugatz, you want this is your account right here because Buster Olney has had a very strong take. Do you want to weigh in on his strong take and take it a little further?
I do. I have the numbers don't exactly match up with Buster. 4% chance that the season gets started and a 1% chance that the season finishes. How about that?
Not interesting. I think that Buster Olney was better at the percentages than you were somehow,
it's like a game of Price is Right. Someone bets zero, someone bets 500. I just went to a dollar. I mean, that's it. I went down a percentage, I went up a percentage, and I win either way. I played it perfectly.
So you're less optimistic that it's going to start, but more optimistic that it's going to end.
Correct. That is it. That is exactly right.
If it starts,
it's not stopping, Bill.
Okay. And so this is the Adam Silver quote. Are you ready, Stugatz? We're coming back because sports matter in our society. They bring people together when they need it most.
I mean, they're bringing us together over in Europe, Adam. I don't think we've earned this one. And billions and billions of dollars.
We're going to have 10 a.m. Tuesday playoff games. They're doing that for us.
But think about
not
how,
money, for us. They're doing
about,
that.
But think about how divided we would be. We're not it's for so said 10 a.m. Eastern playoffs.
What is that? What is that? Come on, Adam. You're doing it because money matters. We're coming back because money matters in our society.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
Bob Ryan will join us in 15 minutes. Dominique Foxworth later in the show. Stugatz, I don't know if you've been paying attention to how the flames have been climbing on some of the Boston guys. Bill Simmons took a tone of contrition, and we will do better as it comes to diversity hiring. I don't think Joe Rogan has done the same thing when talking about protesters being very young and not knowing what they're protesting for on No Justice, No Peace. And now the Barstool guys find themselves in the middle of a mess because some flatly racist stuff has emerged from their past. And I don't know, Stugatz, the head of Barstool, Dave Portnoy, sort of traffics in being unapologetically despicable. And it's in your face, and he's got sort of this money arrogance about his behavior. And I'm curious whether or not he will take a tone of contrition or not, or whether he'll double down as being the I don't care guy for his constituency. But Barstool has had plenty of problematic behavior in its past, not just with race stuff, with misogyny as well. And this is the dirty secret, Stugatz. It's part of why they're popular. Like, they got that way because they didn't have to follow any of the rules right. that anyone else had to follow. They could do stuff independently that didn't have corporate overlords or journalistic responsibilities. So I would be curious. I don't know if you saw Bleacher Report, their CEO, a week ago, had to feel like he was in a pretty comfortable position. Then the diversity practices of Bleacher Report are pointed out by his employees. Then he holds a meeting with those employees, and he says some things that are questionable, and then he's out from one minute to the next because we are not in an era of forgiveness. And being a rich white guy in these circumstances isn't going to go over very well unless what you are is I'm listening, I'm contrite, I will do better. Like that is the way that it's got to be played, although I'm not sure how Barstool and Portnoy will play it because much of their constituency believes, that Barstool is a rebellious, edgy thing, at least in part because they don't do political correctness. It's one of the reasons they've gotten to where they are as a hugely successful podcast brand.
If he did show contrition, it would be a sign of weakness amongst their audience, amongst the people that they've been speaking to for many, many years. It's a very difficult decision, but if I were to give him some advice or them some advice, I would say that you have to show contrition and you have to change with the times. And, I don't think that they will, but they probably should, you know?
What's the difficult decision?
Well, I mean, your fan base that you've built this monster on has the expectation of you being one way, unapologetic, regardless of what is swirling around you. But I feel like this is a time where if your hiring practices or whatever haven't met some sort of standard in the past, that you should probably be apologetic and listening and caring and understanding. And take whatever harm to your audience that comes with that, because ultimately you're doing the right thing. And so that would be my advice to him.
I don't think in 2020, his problem is not a diversity problem, although it is that too. That's not what he's dealing with right now. What he's dealing with is you cannot in 2020, when you're getting corporate sponsorship dollars, be unapologetically racist. Like that one's right. Not flying, Stugatz, whether it's with your constituency or not. Even the president of the United States has taken down the white power tweet when he tweets it, and he says it's accidental. Like you cannot in 2020, you cannot right now if you are taking corporate dollars. Now they're an interesting study because they are independent, but they've been taking dollars now from the gambling industry and elsewhere. Yep. And what I'm telling you is
if he's not in some sort of trouble already, and he might not be, I don't know the answer to whether or not he's in some trouble, he better handle the next step right, because the Flames are climbing fast nowadays. Like, I'm telling you that there's just no way the CEO of Bleacher Report thought a week ago that he wouldn't have a job today because of how he was handling some of these meetings. And he got into his trouble for his reaction. It wasn't the diversity hiring that got him into trouble. That got him questions. It was his answering of those questions that ended up getting him into trouble, as he's talking about, like, you know, his kids bring home black kids for dinner and stuff in this meeting with his employees as they're complaining about the lack of diversity. I will say, though, Stugat, and I wonder if we can ask Bob Ryan about this. Like, the fact that you get imprinted by Boston, and I know Boston has done some evolving, but not enough. Boston rewards these things. Boston, these are Boston entities, Stugat. Rogan, Barstool, Bill Simmons. That's the sports business in Boston supporting a whole lot of people strong and putting them out in front of us in a way that's not nearly diverse enough. So we will discuss that with Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe next.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claims service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.